Listen to your body, my dear listeners. Learn how it speaks to you, how it seeks to teach you, to give you knowledge of life upon that earth. Listen to how your body tells you what it needs, what it wants, what it does not want, what it does not need. The physical body speaks in many different ways, in many languages. It may speak the language of disease. It may speak the language of pain. It may speak the language of depression. It may speak the language of discontent. It may speak the language of confusion. It may speak the language of happiness, too. It may speak the language of contentment. It may speak the language that you do not yet know. It may speak the language that you have yet to learn. It may speak a foreign tongue until you begin to understand how your body speaks to you. Do not dismiss what it teaches you, what it seeks to show you, what it wants you to learn, for you are your body. You may feel as if you are not your body, but you are your body. And whatever is going on inside your body is going on inside you. Do not dismiss what your body tells you. Seek solutions to healing. Seek solutions to discovering the root cause of all of your symptoms. But do not forget that your body speaks another language, a language that only you will understand, that only you and your body speak together. And this is the language that you must learn. This is the secret language of the self. This is the way that you will totally heal by listening to everything your body tells you and asking it to show you what it means by the signs, by the pain, by the depression, by the anxiety, by the fear, even by the happiness. If you can discover why you are happy, then you will discover something deeper about yourself. You will discover what your true needs are. If you can acknowledge what your true needs are, you are well on the road to healing. People do not need healing all the time. They only need healing when the body tells them they do. Though people think they need healing all the time, people think that there is something wrong with them all the time, but this is not true. There is only something right. Even disease is something right because it is showing the right path for this time in life. Do not think that you always need healing, that you always are ill, that you always are discontent. This is not really true. If you sit silently with yourself, with your body, in your body, staying in your body and listen to what it tells you, you will discover that you are on the right road, that you are where you are supposed to be right now because you are learning something very important. And how could that be wrong? How could you be wrong? Listen to your body. In all of its languages, in all of its seemingly quirky ways, listen to your body. Okay, good morning. This is Jan Ketchell. Today is Monday, July 31st, 2017, and that is our channeled message. And I hope everybody can find something to help them in that message. Have a great week.